This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Mark lives in Great Falls, Montana. He's 66. He's retired, and he's ready to make a big change in his life. Welcome, Mark, to the show.
Well, thank you.
So, Mark, talk to me a little bit about what's going on in terms of yourself personally that's affecting the finances, or going to, possibly.
Well, basically, I was widowed 3 years ago, and I've decided that it is time to start dating again. And mostly, I'm wondering what kind of financial considerations I should keep in mind if I meet another wonderful woman and we decide to get married.
Ah, this is a very interesting question. And by the way, I love your love for love at the age of 66. You're starting out this new phase. And I have to ask you, though, Mark, you know, you mentioned that in your relationship, you were married for 40 years.
Very close, yeah.
Who managed the money?
Actually, my wife did.
How was she good at it?
Oh, she was very good at it. Basically, the short story is, early on in our marriage, on a payday, I was doing the checkbook, she was doing out shopping groceries. And when she got home, both of us were pulling our hair out. So we thought, let's switch this and see what happens. Well, within 6 months, we had money in the bank and food in the pantry.
Good man, Mark. But you are a good man to hand things over. Because in a relationship, usually one person's better at it than the other.
Oh, she was very good at it. And I'm learning.
What did she do that was really good at it that you're finding that you're adapting?
She was a saver more than I am. And I've had to learn to rein in my expenses. You know, I always thought, well, there's money, I can afford that. Well, that's not the case anymore. My income now is fixed. I have all the pensions I have coming to me, and I don't know if I will be so moved to go back to work.
In terms of meeting other women and dating, you've been dating already.
Well, I've met a couple of very nice women, yeah.
And do you talk about money at all?
One lady was upset when I insisted on paying for dinner because she wanted to pay Dutch.
Oh, hasn't dating changed from when you were you dated 40 years ago?
A lot of women today are feeling more independent.
So most of the women that you're meeting are probably working and earning their own income?
Or have, mm-hmm. or are financially independent in a manner that I am.
And so what do you see as possibly coming down the line? Is this about, okay, how do I talk about money and how do we arrange our money should we come together?
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Well, one of the things to consider for sure is the fact that when you're dating later in life, the odds are that you're going to encounter and date and possibly be with somebody for the long term who makes and earns their own money. So it's as if you're combining households and very independent households, especially if you're retirement age. So then it's about, okay, when do you start talking about money? And then if and when you do get married again or team up and partner up together, living under the same roof, how do you manage your money in this new environment of independence?
Is it who's going to pay for the groceries? Who's going to pay for the utilities? Or is it we may create a common checking account and do we use that for household expenses and living expenses?
Well, that's one of the things that because you'll both be bringing in your own money for a lot of couples, whether it's later in life or you're just getting married and you're young, to consider the fact that you both will probably earn money and you want some sense of autonomy, especially if you're older. You're just very used to managing and having your own money. So to respect that, it's really good idea what you just mentioned, which is to have an account for shared expenses. So having that checking account that I call your household account, where you basically put together and pool, okay, how much is our living every month going to cost us? And you contribute to that account. And then you can also have a household savings account. And this account would be for, let's say, if you want to take a vacation every year.
If she happens to have kids and grandkids, I wouldn't want them to feel like I'm taking any finances away from them. I would want them to understand that what their mother, grandmother has is theirs.
To your point about the extended family, and there is this idea of, okay, well, how much do I contribute or how much is going to go towards this new spouse's family? But someone, in terms of your future spouse, may actually come at you with a prenup.
And I don't have any trouble with that.
Great. You're a catch, Mark. But here's the thing, Mark. You bring up a lot of great points. You're dating. It's good first to not, you don't necessarily have to talk about credit scores and debt and income and all that stuff at the forefront before you have necessarily a committed relationship. But it's good to kind of look at these hints, like you mentioned. Do they have trouble if we split the bill or not? Or do they have trouble with me paying? All these things give little hints to you. Yeah. But then once you start getting a little serious, to really talk about your finances in a very friendly kind of way. This is how things are these days. And to not be afraid to do that. You think you can do that?
I'm going to have to give it a whirl.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark, and keep us posted.
Okay. It's been fun, Carmen.
Oh, it's been fun for us, too. Send us your questions and your stories. Go to MarketplaceMoney.org and click on the Ask Carmen link. You can also record a question there. Click on the button below and be sure to tell us your name and location so we can have you on soon.